This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A big counterattack is brewing in Syria's most important city after Damascus. Rebel fighters had taken control of parts of Aleppo and say they're still holding on to some areas of the city, but they say heavy reinforcements from the Syrian army are now arriving. Activists also say that in Damascus, loyalist forces have been exacting a bloody revenge, moving through neighborhoods briefly seized by rebels last week. NPR's Peter Kenyon is monitoring events from Beirut. He reports that even as Syrians, from soldiers to diplomats, are turning against the regime, the power on the ground remains with the military. And a warning, this story contains some very graphic descriptions.
Last weekend's call from the rebel Free Syrian Army to take Aleppo seemed to catch the government by surprise as it focused on Damascus. But it now seems poised for a major counterassault to drive the opposition out of a crucial economic center.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Videos posted yesterday by opposition activists appeared to show fighter jets and attack helicopters in action over rebel-held Aleppo neighborhoods. Opposition fighters continued to call for the Free Syrian Army to press forward into the city, even as thousands of Syrian troops were reported to be heading up from the south to repel them. As the threat of violence escalated, Turkey closed its borders to commercial traffic, saying it would still allow refugees to cross. If people in Aleppo needed a reminder of what's likely to follow should the rebels be forced to retreat, grisly videos from parts of Damascus provided one answer. In this video, an unidentified cameraman wanders from house to house in the Kabun neighborhood of the capital, retaken by the Syrian army over the weekend. His voice grows emotional as the camera peers through a darkened window at bodies lying in pools of blood. Other videos, impossible to verify, show dead bodies with what appeared to be signs of torture. This cameraman pauses his narration to retch at the carnage he's documenting. There were more signs of Syrian insiders abandoning the regime. Syria's ambassador to the UAE defected and fled to Qatar, along with his wife, the chargé d'affaires, to Cyprus. Brigadier General Manaf Talas also surfaced in a videotaped statement aired on the Al Arabiya channel. Talas grew up with Bashar al-Assad and belongs to one of the most powerful Sunni families in Syria. He confirmed that he did defect from the army and said people must do the impossible by unifying in preparation for life after the Assad regime.
Our revolution needs to be a revolution against corruption and dictators, but without destroying the social fabric. Our duty as Syrians is also to preserve our institutions. These are institutions of Syrians and not individuals who sabotage it or discredit it.
Analyst Yazid Saig at the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut says Talas's defection is important, but he's watching to see if others follow suit.
It seems that there are quite a number of regime members quite high up, though not within the very top inner circle, appear finally to have understood that the regime cannot win militarily. They're starting to look for alternatives.
But analysts can offer no clear timeline for how long this process of looking for alternatives to Assad might take. And in the meantime, opposition activists and civilians remain in the firing line. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.